Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for this Wednesday, going to be intervals of clouds and sun. We will have a high of about 65. Partly sunny right now in Kenosha, 55 degrees, 53 Burlington, mostly sunny in Milwaukee at 55, same thing here in Racine. Going to be a discussion in the city of Racine about creating a sidewalk fund versus the current assessment system on replacement orders, with a $25 annual charge recommended for residential property owners, $50 on commercial sites, at least as a starting point. Public Works and Services Committee heard about it and talked about it last evening. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen explaining it seems to be better than the assessments for the sidewalks. He believes that's very unfair, and he says the proposal would exempt anyone having just redone their sidewalk with a five-year exemption, depending upon which year when it would take effect.
Inspections typically take place on a 5 to 7 year cycle. At the end of last summer, we were starting to inspect sidewalks at about the 4 year mark. So figuring we had some breathing room, I've suspended that inspection system so that we don't have anybody currently that we've sent any letters to that are saying you need to fix your sidewalk in the next 60 days, and at the same time have this floating around.
Alderman Sandy Widener, not opposed to the idea, noted federal CDBG dollars going towards city infrastructure. Now she noted taxpayers would have to be asked to pay an annual fee regarding sidewalks.
When we charged abutting property owners to put in their street and curb and gutter, we said we would maintain them, yes, and we would replace them as needed. Mm-hmm. That's a promise that we failed to keep. And I'm just concerned that we're going to fail to keep the same kind of promise with this site. All right, I'm afraid to, because I'm not opposed to this, but I want to have this discussion, and I think the best place for this discussion is in this room right now.
The committee unanimously recommended the pedestrian facilities maintenance fee proposal be referred by the Common Council to a committee of the whole discussion ahead of the upcoming budget process for 2016. A 1,000-foot water slide planned for deployment at Hofford Drive by Racine's North Beach may not happen because interest for the August 8th event has been less than expected by the organizer. Less than 400 registrations received as of Tuesday. Salt Lake City-based Slide the City LLC and Real Racine had been promoting the potential for a crowd of 5,000. Event organizer Scott Ward says a decision will be made in the next day or so about whether Racine will happen. Now, should it be canceled, anybody who's registered would get a full refund, or they could use it for a July 25th Slide the City event in Milwaukee. In the meantime, the online Racine registration is still open. It starts at $15. Go to slidethecity.com/Racine. In Madison, a possible deal on the state budget would protect a number of key road projects around Wisconsin. That's according to Assembly Republican leader Jim Steinke.
We wanted to make sure that we not only funded the zoo down in Milwaukee, but also funded the projects that are important to the rest of the state, including Northeast Wisconsin. So representatives from Northeast Wisconsin really pushed for that, and that became part of the deal.
Which also removes funding for a new Bucks Arena, along with a repeal of the prevailing wage law to make those separate issues. GOP leaders expected to announce more details of the agreement this morning at the Capitol. There are only a few states in the country that receive fewer federal dollars than Wisconsin. New figures showing the state ranked 47th nationwide for the year 2013, bringing back only about $8,400 per person. Dale Knapp is a researcher with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, which did the numbers crunching.
In terms of money that goes to help state and local governments, we get relatively little there, too. We're ranked in the 30s in terms of those kinds of dollars.
Knapp says that state and local governments bring back 11% less from Washington than the nationwide average. He says that increases, of course, the tax burden here in Wisconsin. In Milwaukee, the county transit system's bus drivers and mechanics are on strike. Last-minute contract talks fail to produce a deal. It's a 72-hour strike that began at 3 o'clock this morning. This will impact anybody trying to get to Summerfest who is not driving. Speed limit on State Street in Racine is normally 30 miles an hour. With recent infrastructure work done ahead of next year's reconstruction from Memorial Drive to Gulf Avenue, patchwork repairs, well, they're not holding up so well. The Public Works Committee now recommending that the speed limit be reduced to a certain section to 20 miles per hour. Street Superintendent William Folstrom says it's bad for the vehicles going normal speed, and police need formal approval for something lowered so they can start the enforcement.
We're getting a lot of claims through that area from cars. And the utilities have been in there, and the road is not even, the road's shot, we all know that. And we can't keep up with the potholes. We just don't have the people to be able to do that. So in order to slow down on the claims, we want you to slow the traffic down, because they're not going to slow down themselves. We have to help them to save their own cars.
The 20-mile-an-hour speed limit would be in effect between Spring Street and West High Street until the reconstruction project is completed, that recommendation going to the Common Council for next week's meeting. There was a public hearing at the Public Works meeting regarding the proposed name change for Racine's Chicago Drive to Anthony Lane. Kind of a formality, no members of the general public had anything to say. Only comments coming in support from Alderman Rady Hahn, Sandy Widener, Jeff Coe, and Jim Kaplan, along with outgoing development director Brian O'Connell. Talks between the village of Sturtevant and S.C. Johnson about realigning a segment of Willow Road going to continue, the attorney assisting in that effort, expressing optimism a deal can be reached to everybody's benefit. Village Board had a special 90-minute closed-door session for an update regarding recent talks, then rescinded a motion to begin eminent domain action against the company for taking the land for the new roadway. Afterward, attorney Stan Riffle, who's acting as the special counsel, said the talks have been extremely productive.
We have had exchanges back and forth with regard to some ideas that might satisfy their concerns and satisfy the village's needs, and we have made great progress in that period of time.
Riffle said no additional face-to-face meetings are scheduled, but he expects the talks will continue. Police in Wausau say a 3-year-old dog died of heat stroke Tuesday. It was left in a car for about 2.5 hours, even though the outside temperature was only in the mid-60s. A news release pointing out the reading inside the closed vehicle was 121 degrees. The English Setter found unresponsive by community service officers outside a hospital complex. It was a smoldering mattress that prompted the homeowners at 1323 Johnson Avenue in Caledonia to call 911 this morning. That was just before 3 o'clock. Crews dispatched. The initial report was that flames were observed in the front bedroom of that one-story home. By the time they got there, though, there was only heavy smoke remaining. Paramedics did treat two of the occupants for minor inhalation of that smoke. Kenosha County Town of Brighton taxpayers, they vote 84-54 Tuesday to recommend the Board of Supervisors get the community back to a centralized drop-off site for garbage. That compared to the curbside service that was instituted. Kenosha News says the change to curbside resulted from rising costs with waste management at the dump site, and going to curbside removed the cost from the tax levy. WRJN.com, your source for our local news throughout the day. Go to the podcast or local news buttons on our webpage, or get us on your smartphone. The news is sponsored by Lee Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Visit them on the web at leeheating.com. Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.